Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's what's cool about you guys. You put Towns in a stroller, take him out for morning sun with you, where you meditate.
I can't deal with this.
I know. I fucking listen.
Oh my God. You listen to more than my husband listens to me.
Oh, you have I listen to you more than I listen to my wife. How long have you guys been married?
7 years.
We've known each other since we were 12.
Oh, that's right. You guys knew each other in San Diego.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your parents have a restaurant in San Diego.
Yeah, you have to go if you're ever down there.
Yeah.
Allison,
it's really good.
Yeah. Brand new Something's Burning, everybody. Today's guest, Michael Bostick, Lauren Bostick from Dear Media, but more importantly, one of my favorite podcasts, and I love what you guys do, The Skinny Confidential. I am a fan. I listen. I'm on my own little weird wellness journey, but you guys kill it. So give me the elevator pitch for Dear Media.
Well, we have, I'd say, 80 shows at this point. I think I get new numbers every day. We started very female focused, now broadening a bit. We basically not only produce all the shows, but take care of live events, distribution of social channels, merchandise. We invest in product lines, commerce brands.
You guys are a little bit next level, in my opinion. And I say that the reason we're doing this today is I went in and did Josh Peck's podcast, and I was blown away. I was blown away by just your operation, and then went in, listened to Skinny Confidential, and the first episode I heard was just Lauren talking about her day routine. And I listened to it with my daughter Isla, and we loved it.
Took about an hour to get through that one morning routine, I'm assuming. Is that what happened?
I'm thinking of there's so many questions, but you are very thoughtful people.
Thank you.
You've put a lot of thought into life, into the way you want to live your life. You've said things that land on me pretty heavy. I'm in a moment of kind of self-discovery, and you guys are perfect for that.
What inspired the self-discovery period that you're going through?
It's a getting completely out of control. Like, meaning like 275 pounds, we were partying from the moment we woke up until late, and then eating whatever we want, 3 corn dogs at a time. And that's why I say I'd love to see you guys get off the rails. You've never seen me and my wife suck down 3 corn dogs with Chardonnay sitting crisscross applesauce in a field. Like, we got fucking loose.
Well, I think like why will we maybe relate more than some of the guests we've had on our show is like we like to kind of tighten it up, but then we like to go off the rails, to your point. We're not boring people where we want to sit around and, you know, go to the gym and meditate all day long. We like to party.
No, but you guys do meditate.
I meditated for 45 minutes.
We do it.
I love meditating.
Yeah,
I don't meditate when I'm hungover. No.
Then I would not meditate. I would simply not. I would not meditate. I am keto right now. That's why I haven't had sugar. You submitted a recipe on, I think, either on your vlog or through your webs or through your podcast. They were lettuce cup BLTs.
I love it.
So what we're doing is we're going to do a smattering. I've got, this is my inspiration, a Vietnamese shrimp lettuce cup, which I think is going to be phenomenal. I have a Philly cheesesteak lettuce cup because there's nothing better than a little bit of gluttony within the parameters of your fucking boundaries. And then you've got your classic BLT lettuce cup. We're going to start by making my own keto mayonnaise.
Yum.
This will be my second home-cooked meal of the year.
Yeah, he doesn't get home-cooked meals.
You don't cook at home?
No.
But what's interesting about your home is, and I said this to Leanne, I said this to Stacey this morning, it really is, and now that you've moved to Austin, a place for recovery. It is basically set up to make sure that you are utilizing your time there to wind down, be with your kids, read, lip tape, everything.
You really have like studied. That's amazing. That's exactly, it's a sanctuary.
I'm going to tell you.
We hide out.
I'm going to tell you a secret. I listen to podcasts on my bus when I try, when we drive at night. I get high and I sit, and I and you guys, for whatever reason, in my I listen to history podcasts and then you guys, and it just and they just play.
You know, so, there's two people in my life that I've been shocked by that listen to our podcasts.
Who?
Who's that?
You are one.
Yeah, say Rogan and I'll eat my flip flop.
And Sugar Ray is the other
Sugar
one.
Sugar Ray.
Mark McGrath.
Sugar Ray. I thought you meant Sugar Ray Leonard.
That would be. Is he? Yeah. No, Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath looks Sugar a lot Ray. Like Ethan Hawke, FYI.
Yeah, he does look like Ethan.
We just have him on the show.
I recognize Ethan Hawke and told him I loved his music.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
No, you
him,
didn't.
Him, and he was with Richard Linklater, big Austin dude.
You have
he
to was, do a parody on that. You have to go to recreate that.
I was like, bro, I love your music. And poor Ethan Hawke was like, thank you very much. Now, there's part of me that wonders if Ethan Hawke had a side project band that he was like, fucking, this guy's a fan.
He's an author as well, Ethan Hawke.
Come on in. And we just change the mic during the show.
How do you make keto mayonnaise?
So, that's a great question. What you do is you take an egg,
okay.
A little bit of lemon,
yum.
An egg. You put it in there together.
Love it.
Do half a teaspoon of salt. I go more salt personally because who doesn't love a little bit of salted mayo? And then half a teaspoon of mustard, which we eyeball.
Are you actually making keto mayonnaise every single day for yourself?
No, I am eating keto mayonnaise. I'm really, so we were talking about this in the stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
I am a all or nothing dude.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how we are too. Like we're either all in or all out. Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think that he's really all or nothing. Like all or nothing.
No, but I mean, when we're like sitting in Austin and being well, that's what we're doing. But
yes.
Then when we're when we're getting Fair after enough. It, we're getting after it.
But you know the keto mayonnaise.
I want to know what getting after it looks like.
It means
you'll have to find out.
Have you guys ever done coke?
Yeah.
I have not.
He has
Isn't
not.
That weird?
That makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
I love, she has. You've never done
I've
coke?
Never done it.
Oh, it's time
you
to
You know what?
Up.
I'm already like a little amped up as it is. And I feel, I always thought like if I
he
did
would
it,
be,
I would
if
just
he
be,
did coke, he would be
blown. I'd be the annoying guy at the party.
No, he would be dealing. he would be
that's everyone that does coke.
The network of coke. Like he would have a network.
Oh, yeah. You'd give me like, you'd be like, what the fuck am I doing podcast for? This shit sells itself.
No, I would go deep. I feel like I would go deep in that direction. I wouldn't have a regulator there, I don't think. So I just scared me off.
All right, this is looking good. I can do this at home.
Oh, shit. I'm just going to pour it all in. This is avocado oil.
Okay. Wow, you're really, like, that's really healthy.
Avocado oil is the, you can't use regular mayonnaise. What are you doing? Oh, you can't use regular mayonnaise when you're keto. It's got to be avocado oil.
Okay.
I think something with the sugars. So you just got to emulsify it. And then you put it in the fridge, and by the, and we'll do the this one last.
And so it's just, why keto though? What is that?
Because I couldn't figure out rules.
So what is keto? It just means no sugar, no bread.
No, no. So I'm actually a little more carnivore than anything.
Okay.
I couldn't figure out rules. I did a cleanse. I'm sure you've heard of it. Prolong.
Yeah.
I did the Prolong cleanse.
Okay.
I lost like 12 pounds. And then I said to myself, I didn't know what to do. I went into the cardiologist and I was like, I'm lost. I really was like, I'm lost. And he just was like, well, you seem to be doing good right now. And I said, I've been on a cleanse. I'm in ketosis. And he stopped. He was like, stay in ketosis. I went, what? And he goes, ketosis is everything. He's like, trust me. Cedars is doing a bunch of studies on it. He's like, I'm in ketosis. It's reparative for your liver. They've doing studies about brain tumors. It's reversing the size of tumors and brain tumors. Sugar's on fucking killer. He's like, stay away. He's like, trust me, the way you live your lifestyle, the longer you can stay in ketosis, the better.
Are you hungry?
No.
No.
I have zero hunger.
Do you have more energy? I feel like
I am through the roof.
Yeah, you probably feel so much better in the morning.
I feel amazing.
And is your wife doing it with you? What?
Here's the deal about...
You turned the emulsifier off? What the fuck does that mean?
Let's get real quiet.
Here's the deal about... you know, one of the things you guys talk about is a great way to stay in shape is have accountability partner.
Okay.
Accountability buddy. I have an accountability buddy. But she's like, I'm keto adjacent. Like, I can have dessert and a drink and red wine, but I eat a lot of meat. I'm like, that's not keto. That's just eating whatever the fuck you want and
I love
having
it.
A lot of meat.
She's editing it.
So she's like, I'm keto adjacent. So it just is a lot of protein. All right, we'll put it in the fridge. And then worst case scenario. Yeah. That's mayo. Who doesn't love a watery mayo? All right, we'll put this in the fridge. I think I have egg all over the fucking counter. And then worst case scenario, we have pre-made mayo. I'm gonna take the shrimp out and let it marinate.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife looks amazing right now. I mean, that sounds creepy, but she looks great right now. She's doing great. And we're on a bunch of these great things, and she feels amazing, looks amazing.
Yeah.
All the anti-aging, all the longevity work is so fucking fascinating. But how do you guys, as people who kind of are channel markers for people looking for this, like you guys are the person that they go to get their way out to the sea, how do you sift through the bullshit artists?
Well, I was 60 pounds heavier after I had a baby.
Oh, and then I was 50. Let me see that. You post that picture.
I've posted that picture. I'll For send real? It to you. I have not like a naturally slim person. I have to
No.
work it. Yes.
Every picture I've seen of you, you're perfect.
I showed Michael a picture the other day and he goes, "If you stayed like that and then stopped talking."
Oh my God, this is going to make me sound
He goes,
terrible.
"If you stayed like that dot 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 didn't say anything."
I said this is the internet's going to kill
me. All the girls are shaking their head.
No, I said.
Yeah, what did you say? Let's hear what you said.
She said, "What would you do if I just stayed like this?"
I love a hypothetical.
Without trying to change. You forgot the last one. Without trying to change anything. I said, well, that I would maybe have an issue with that if you just kind of like stayed.
Yeah.
My thing is if you're doing this stuff and trying.
That's okay. I'll top this.
Edit that out.
No. Keep it in. And I'll tell you what I said to my wife when we first started dating. And we can put this on a shirt. If you ever get fat, I'll cheat on you. I said that to her. Listen, I hadn't gotten into therapy yet. I was just a fucking bro, and we're on a hike in Runyon, and I saw a guy with an overweight wife, and I just went, oh. She goes, what? And I said, if you ever get fat, I'll cheat on you.
It's hard after you have a baby. It's not easy.
No shit to not cheat it's on them, not, you mean?
No.
it took a lot out of me, to be honest.
I set myself up for that. But... I've had to work at it. Michael is never in his entire existence since we've been together, since I've known him since he was 12, we've been together that long, ever said he has a craving. Ever. I've never heard this man say, I'm craving this.
For real?
Ever.
No, I mean, I obviously love good food, but maybe I'm fortunate in the sense that I'm not. Yeah.
Well, genetics are a motherfucker.
Yeah, my dad is one of those guys that when he's cooking you breakfast, he's asking what we're doing for lunch and dinner before we've got through the breakfast.
Complete opposite of you.
So I don't know. My mom's different, but no, I don't know. I think like what
Michael's naturally blessed.
We try to have the Atiyahs, the Hubermans on to give us the information, but then we try to, I guess, quote unquote, dumb it down so that, you know,
it's digestible.
Have you ever felt like a responsibility to be like, I call bullshit?
Yeah, if somebody comes on and they're just rattling off a bunch of stuff that's either unrelatable or just, you know, not applicable to the everyday person. Like, I think we zone out if somebody comes on and it's too perfect. Like, if they tell me they're never going to have a drink or they're never going to let loose and have fun or they're never going to have a cheat meal, I think, you know, we push back on that. But what we do with the people that come on is we try to pull the stuff that is applicable and attainable like 80% of the time, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, if you can cut drinking by 80%.
That was one of the things in the five keys to happiness that you just released it.
Yeah.
Five keys to happiness.
Damn, you've gone deep on this.
I'm unapologetic on this. I'm a fan. But I like challenging myself. I like hearing different, you know, that's the problem with this country. Oh, wow, Bert, easy. But that's the problem with this country is not enough people are willing to listen to different opinions.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, everyone knows I party my dick off. I'm never going to stop partying my dick off. My hero is, this is going to creep you out. I'm going to look like a fucking stalker. My hero is like, are all the tragic characters. I'm reading a book right now about Johnny Carson.
And, she just read a book about Johnny Carson.
No fucking shit. That is like.
Is it by Henry Bushko?
Yes, the great one.
So
it's fucking
good.
So good.
Now he's going to read it because you said you read it and I've been telling him to read it the whole time.
I just bought the one about the ship where everyone fucking dies.
The weight of Jesus, man.
Dude, hold on.
Deep.
Well, hold on. The thing is like you got to be. Listen, if that's someone's willing to talk out, if someone's willing to recommend a book, it's fucking good.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fucking good. I'm buying Peter Attia's book too. But here's the deal. I must have been listening to the solo one you did about your daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
And you must have said it, or my phone heard it, but I go on Amazon and it's recommended.
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
So good.
And I fucking bought it. And I love this fucking book. I end up buying Jackie Gleason too, because those are my heroes. So like everyone knows I'm a man of excess. I love excess. I love impulse. Those are my problems. But I'm also a person that wants to live a healthy, fun, fulfilled life. I want to achieve things. I'm unapologetically like aspirational. Like, and so I like seeing all the things. And that's why I love your podcast, is it presents other ways of living. Like your fucking nightly routine, the both of you guys love reading. You love reading.
Yeah.
My wife loves reading. I don't. I am not a fan of it. However, if you present me a good book, I don't mind reading.
Here's the trick. You got to get a Kindle. But you got to get the Kindle with dark mode, because here's the deal. When you have the Kindle, you have options with all different kinds of books. So you can be laying in bed when your spouse is sleeping and open your Kindle and you can switch around to what you feel like reading. Where people get fucked is you can't take a book out in the middle of the night and turn the light on usually. At least I can't. So I feel like the Kindle makes it easier to read.
Can I tell you that, Isla, I thought you read those Kindles in dark mode so that if...
Why?
I said this out loud to you. So that when you fell asleep reading, it didn't wake you back up.
That is true.
Oh, for real?
Well, also, it hurts your eyes. It's better for your eyes.
Well, I can't. Can I tell you?
Well, that's like a Huberman tip. You say, okay, don't stare at light, but then we'll do the Kindle in the dark mode. So it's probably not perfect. He would probably say no light is good.
Did you hear Huberman today said one of the keys to longevity is not just morning sun, but while you're getting your morning sun, it's going to sound crazy, but I guess it works, is pissing in your pants.
You know, I'm a fan of butthole sunning. I really.
No, you didn't. You're being for real?
Yeah.
I've heard of this. I didn't know that was really a thing.
You should do a whole parody.
By the way, Huberman did not say piss in your pants. Don't start pissing in your pants, everybody. I'm just joking.
No, I just did.
Butthole sunning?
It's so good for you. Because if you think about it, your butthole never gets any sun on it. So it's really good for that area to be... This is facts. Science facts. I'm not making this up.
So she'll go like super far with this stuff, but I'll end at the morning sunlight just in the eyes.
If I could sun my asshole every morning and you would let me, I would. But you won't let me.
Well, the neighbors, they get a little riled up when you're out there with our three-year-old with your asshole in the air.
By the way, I'm seeing is a brand integration immediately. Do you know how many brands are like, Lauren's willing to sun her butthole if you give her an Olipop at the end. Olipop's like, yo, we're in.
No, but see.
This is the way my brain works. And we are both, I think our couple-wise, we're very similar, me and my wife and you two, is immediately, I'm making this for our, I'm going to slow cook it. I'm making this for our lettuce cups, our BLT lettuce cups.
I've said this about, like, we've had a lot of guests on the podcast, and I was saying this the other day. There's like 3% of them that I would hang out with socially. Does that make sense? Meaning like they're all great, nice people, but a lot of these people, they're like so extreme in the wellness or so extreme in the fitness or so, you know, like they don't have any fun or like, you know, they're so into the business. I want to have fun in life, right? Yeah. Like it can't all be
about. Huberman's a fun dude.
Yeah, no, Huberman's
like you got to get
dude.
Him to cut loose. But like, I'll tell you one of the things I can't really wrap my head around is like when they say, like Huberman and I, he did Two Bears. And one of my hangups was he's like, could you just have one drink a week? And I said, no, because why would I? Like, why would I? I would just not drink. Like,
That's how we feel.
Like, because that's, and I mean this respectfully. And everything I say in life has been as a joke. When I bust balls on Huberman, Jay Shetty, I'm a fan. I listen to everything. I try to take in as much as I can. But the thing is, I need you to fucking talk to me sometimes and go like, just be like, yo, don't drink at all then. Because who the fuck has one drink?
Not me.
Like, but why?
Like, I feel like that's a waste of drinking. It's a waste of time. Like,
it's a waste of calories. It's definitely a waste of calories. Yeah. Why put that through your liver at all?
I would rather not drink.
I am thinly slicing this so that, because I don't like chewy steak.
Okay.
And this is skirt steak. Man, I don't know who makes this knife. But if you recognize this knife and you want to sponsor this podcast, I am fucking all in. All the way over in Asia. So that's what's cool about you guys. Like you do go, like you put towns in a stroller. take him out for morning sun with you, where you meditate.
I can't deal with this.
I know. I fucking listen.
Oh my God. You listen to more than my husband listens to me.
I listen to you more than I listen to my wife. Maybe you guys should come to the Cayman Islands.
He's repeated more.
I didn't realize Cayman
Option. He's actually listening to me. You don't listen to me like this.
Listen, let's stay focused on the show.
He is like, he actually listens to what I say. This is so weird to have someone actually listen.
Well, hold on. I did get a one page on both of you guys. That's why when I said, I only know your dad has a restaurant because of
Atiyah.
Yeah. I love that. Can I tell you the read I would have given for Atiyah?
Yeah, give us a read.
You go, our guest today has written this podcast and they've written this book and he's been on this podcast. All you needed to say is he swam from Maui to the Big Island. That fucking gangster swam at
night.
Yeah. That's the reason we know Peter Atiyah. Peter Atiyah went on Rogan's podcast back in the day, and Rogan's like, so you're a long-distance swimmer. The same way Rogan was having all those ultramarathoners on, Peter Atiyah did the same fucking shit, but swam in the middle of the night. Look, that's why, like, I'll bust balls all day.
But that's some gangster
shit. In the middle of the night, he didn't go to bed. He got in the shipping channel because the ships don't go through the middle of the night. And he swam from Maui to Honolulu, like 25 miles, in the middle of the fucking night.
Was there a boat following him or he's just
I'm sure. No. Wait, hold on. That's my favorite question I've ever heard. No one saw him do it. He just said he did it. Like, no one's ever seen him do it, but he said he did it.
I believe he did it, though.
No, I'm joking. There's a boat. They've documented it.
Wait, so wasn't there sharks or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Peter Atiyah is a fucking gangster.
That's intense.
Why I'll listen to anything that man says. He fucking walks the walk. David Goggins walks the walk. Cam Haynes walks the walk. Like, those dudes do it. Lane Norton, fucking, give me your top five fitness people, fitness longevity people that you fucking go, you say it, I do it.
You probably just named him.
I think I might have. David Goggins, for sure. David, have you ever met him?
No.
Have you met Aubrey?
Yeah.
I met Aubrey.
Yeah?
Yes. David Goggins, I've never met, but I've read his book, and he's gnarly. He's real gnarly. Yeah, he's probably
That's a different level of gnarly.
Yeah. Who is like David Goggins?
No one. No one's like David
Goggins. You know whose book was so good? Dan Bilzerian's.
Really?
It was.
I did not expect that. I'm a big Dan Bilzerian fan.
Good.
Because my mom taught him in first grade.
What?
Yeah, my mom was his teacher in first grade.
That's cool.
He lived like right around across the lake from us, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think that book, like when we read it, we're like, man, this guy's, we had him on the show after we read the book. Like, this
Dan?
We went out to Vegas to his kind of like Ignite pad out there. And
you guys smoke weed? I know you do.
No.
You mentioned it in podcasts.
I've smoked weed many times before.
Yeah, but it's not something in your...
Weed makes me eat and lazy.
And the problem?
I'd rather drink alcohol.
Yeah, I have a weird reaction to alcohol where it gives me energy.
I get energy from alcohol. I just feel like
that's another reason
I
never did coke.
I'd rather have.
Because whenever I drink, I can stay up all night.
I am shocked. I've said this a number of times. I'm shocked at how many people want to go to bed. Like, yeah. I want to stay up all night. Same. I never want the party to end.
Yeah,
it depends who you're partying with.
No, but when I drink alcohol, same thing. I've been able to, you drink alcohol, I can stay up all night. I find it strange people go and pass out.
Because I'm not drinking, I'm just being like, at the end of the night, I'll take a hit of a vape pen.
See, if I do that, though, I'm spinning off the planet.
Michael is really into smoking a cigar right now, which I'm obsessed with because I've never felt a harder penis than after smoking a cigar. There is something about...
Keep that part in.
No, this is actually... Every single guy should do this. So when you smoke a cigar, it does something to your testosterone and it feels so different.
I think it just gets the blood flowing.
I don't know what it does. It is like a dildo.
Well, this I know about you, Bert. I know you are a big cigar guy. I am just starting my cigar journey, so I'm still a novice, but I like it a lot. And
he has to get like the accessory.
So here's the thing. If I'm limiting the alcohol, I need to still have something to do. I can't just sit there at a table with nothing. And so I feel like a cigar, I could sit there for like 45 minutes and be
in Mormons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you smoking cigars now? Like, cause there's only one ingredient. So those can't be that bad. Can they?
No, I'm smoking cigars aggressively.
Yeah. I don't think cigars are that bad.
No, they're not that bad.
Yeah. I think they get a bad rap because of the cigarettes. They get a bad rap.
It's like smoking. It's like anal sex had a bad rap in the 80s because of AIDS, but you can still do it. You just got to do it the certain way.
Never thought
but
about
do it after you smoke a cigar.
No applause break for that joke? That's a fucking great joke. Wow. Clearly I have one side of this burner that's very hot and the other side that's not. I'm a big cigar fan. I'm a big treat guy. Like that's, if I did your podcast, I'd want to just talk about treats.
What, like desserts?
Nope, treats. Treats are everywhere. I want to write a self-help book. I'm not joking. I know this sounds like a joke, but I want to write a self-help book based on how I've succeeded. Because listen, anyone can succeed if you follow Peter Attia's advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's obvious. That's going to happen. It's a no-brainer. Same with David Goggins.
I would buy your self-help book in 1 second.
You know my first chapter?
What?
Give yourself a nickname.
Give yourself a nickname.
Yeah. Give yourself an alter ego. Give yourself someone that you can go, when you achieve, you can go the fucking machine. Give something where people can yell it to you and you hear it and it gives you a false sense of accomplishment. Something, sometimes, like today I was like going like, I wonder what my day looks like compared to theirs. One of the things I love immediately when I wake up, and we should go tit for tat. First thing you do when you wake up, go.
Touch your ass. Pretty much. Ooh. Real quick. Make sure. See, I gauge the temperature if I'm in trouble. Yesterday we got on the plane and it was a little dicey. She was a little angry with me. And so then I tap over and I gauge to see how angry she still is.
The first thing I do when I wake up is I try. No, I try to meditate. I try.
Okay.
It depends though.
And then you scrape your tongue.
I scrape my tongue. But you got to scrape your tongue. Every single one of your listeners that is breathing needs a tongue scraper.
And you do it before you drink water because? Because
you don't want to swallow all the bacteria that's been on your mouth all night.
That's right.
People are catching on to our buddy just posted like with his tongue out and all these girls came in and were like, oh, look at his tongue.
All these girls messaged me and said, your friend needs to scrape his tongue.
And he's a good looking dude, but they were not having his tongue.
You can't have a white tongue. My thing is like, what's the point of brushing your teeth if you're not going to take care of your tongue?
So you're saying if you don't brush your teeth, you don't need to scrape your tongue. I'm a big water pick guy.
I would rather you scrape your tongue than brush your teeth. That's how serious I am about scraping your tongue.
I used to be a big tongue scraper.
Okay.
But you do it with a copper? No, I'm hold on. I follow. When
you have
guys
access
say,
to our nest? I got to get in there.
When you guys post stuff you like,
yeah.
It's a really cool post. Yeah. I follow all the things. I think it's fun. Like you go, this is the face fucking roller I use.
I brought you one. Yeah. I brought you one.
To
tighten the pores.
Tighten the pores. And I want to know your
lip tape. Bring down the inflammation.
Lip tape is so.
Inflammation's a motherfucker.
Yeah. It's a motherfucker.
That is one thing alcohol is not so helpful with.
You're telling me. When I wake up, the first thing I do is I get on Instagram and I inspire myself.
That's cool.
To look for inspiration. Everyone says, first thing you can't look at your phone first thing.
Well, like, you're looking for inspiration. I don't agree with that. That's kind of a meditation in itself because you're looking for the good.
Yeah. Oh, I look for the good and then I look for, and then, well, then I sometimes have fake arguments in my head with people that don't really exist or don't think that way about me. You think I'm weak? And then all of a sudden I'm like, yo, I'm not fucking weak. I'll show you I'm not weak. I'm going to get up. I'm going to work out. I'm going to fucking do a promo. What do you see how many tickets I sell in ... Fuck you. You think you can talk? And they've never said a thing. But I'm like, you think you can talk to me like that? You don't even fucking know who I am. You don't know what I can do. You don't think I can bench 270? I'll show you 310.
This is meditating, by the way, what you're doing.
Real?
This is a version of meditating. This is manifestation, visualization.
What's that guy that...
That is meditating.
Patrick Bet David. You know that guy? You've seen him? He's interesting. He just wrote a book called Choose Your Enemies Wisely. I haven't read it yet, but it's It's about high achievers find, enemies that they can compete against.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
6:30.
What about if you're hungover?
6:37.
You know the worst? Being hungover with toddlers in the house or young children. There's not a worse hell that exists than waking up hungover with kids that don't give a shit if you're hungover.
Oh, I remember those days so fucking vividly.
Yeah, that's also been the reason.
So what I used to do is I would get two belts.
Okay.
And I'd put a belt around me and a belt around them and I'd pass out. Fucking 100% true.
Just so they lay there?
Because fucking Isla was a goddamn lunatic. And if you didn't have a belt on her, she would be gone. And you'd wake up, you ever woken up in your house and be like, where the fuck is my kid? It's terrifying.
How old can you do the belt thing? Like what?
I did it up until the last time we were in Aspen.
Okay.
And Isla got out. She got out of the belt and she was old enough to walk.
Like two?
Leanne would have to be here. I don't remember ages.
Okay.
But yeah, probably two. And I was like, fucking woke up in a panic and it wasn't my house, so I didn't know where she could hide.
Where was she?
It was just an Airbnb. She was in the kitchen going through the trash can. She was a big scavenger back in the day.
Put
a belt on me, okay. And then I'd take a belt, loop it through that, okay. And then put a belt on them, tie it tight, and then we'd watch TV like this, and I'd pass out.
If they want to get up the whole...
They got to figure out a way out of the belt. And then I had figured a way out and I was fucked. And
Liam
was sick.
That's not a bad idea because you just put a TV in front of them.
Yeah.
You got to get some rest when you're hungover.
Oh, we didn't have iPads back then. We had like 19 years ago, you had iPads, but I think maybe you did. I don't even think you did.
No.
We had to watch, what was the Baby Einstein?
With commercials, which is probably a nightmare.
Oh, and fucking Blue's Clues. You had to watch TV with them. You had to sit on a fucking couch.
Oh,
it's fucking painful.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
I had so many times where I'd wake up. I remember one time, I have a video of this. I woke up, I was supposed to be taking care of Isla. Leanne's at work, George is in preschool. And I wake up and Isla is shitting on my treadmill. And I was like, fuck.
Do you ever feel like your money is flying out of your account? And you have no idea where it's going? Oh, I do too. And you know what? It's all those subscriptions. Think about it. Between streaming services, fitness apps you used once, delivery services, and parenting apps, my kids are in high school. I'm guilty of this too. So I used Rocket Money to help me find out what subscriptions I'm actually spending money on, and it was absolutely eye-opening. I was littered with so many of them. And I had them cancel the ones I didn't want to use anymore. It was brilliant. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Trust me, right now, you are wasting money. You can save money. You can get the things you want in life by canceling your subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/burning. That's rocketmoney.com/burning. rocketmoney.com/burning.
God damn it, what time it is? I got to get you guys out of here, but I'm good. I got chicken to do there. Let's start. How about this? Let's start with steak tacos.
Okay.
We're gonna do this steak and cheese taco.
Done.
What was it called? We're gonna start with the steak and cheese lettuce wraps, and we'll sample that, and then we'll go on to the shrimp one. We'll sample that, and then we'll go on to the BLT. And we're almost there.
I'm pumped.
Yeah. You guys flying out today?
We're flying out tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight.
Nice.
We flew in for you in an interview. In and out.
Who's the interview?
Steph Shep. She's Kim Kardashian's...
I had a dream I dated Kim Kardashian last night.
You never know.
I had a dream that I dated Kim Kardashian back when I first moved to LA and I didn't know it was Kim Kardashian. She wasn't like done the way she is now. And I was like, and then I found out and I was like, that was fucking Kim Kardashian. They're like, Bert, she had three sisters. You don't remember the sisters? Khloe. And I was like, oh shit, that's the Kardashians. I dated Kim Kardashian. And then someone was like, what do you remember about her? And I was like, she had great nipples. That was my interview.
I bet that's true.
I bet she, you know, I look at women sometimes. This is so misogynistic. Maybe the most misogynistic thing I'll ever say. Well, it's not even remotely close. But as like, when I see women blowing up or doing big things, I go, how great would their husband have been in the 1800s? Because all their energy would have been focused to supporting him.
Ah.
And so like Whitney Cummings' husband in the turn of the century would have been a tycoon.
Maybe Abe Lincoln, maybe?
I'm thinking Rockefeller.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe Flagler.
Okay.
I'm really big into history podcasts about the state of Florida right now. Yeah, that's the other thing I listen to nonstop. I think we're good with steak. So
state of Florida's wild.
History of Florida?
No.
You grew up in San Diego. Did you enjoy San Diego growing up?
We did. It's very much like Santa Barbara, I think. It's idyllic.
We didn't know anything different, you know?
It's sort of a bubble.
It's a little slow.
It's a little slow.
Were you guys who you were? When did you become who you are? Like, meaning, at what point did you have a realization or awakening where you're like, I want to supersize my life. I want big things. I want, like, were you guys ever stoners and lazy and bored and not getting shit done? And like, or have you guys always been pretty much this?
We definitely drank a lot of alcohol.
I love that.
A lot of alcohol. So I think our school, I feel like we were drinking like in college, like in like the way people drink in college, we were drinking like that when we were 15.
How old were you the first time you got drunk?
12.
Wow. Okay.
I had 13. A fake ID before I had a real ID.
You really?
And we used to go to the liquor store.
But you guys used to steal Naughty Light.
Wait, oh my God, we used to drink Natural Light or Natural Ice and Captain Morgan and Jack Daniels.
Natural Light.
Yeah, that was
Natty
like the thing.
Ice is a fucking move.
Yeah, yeah. Natty, but that's all we could afford, you know?
But I would say we were always entrepreneurial, always.
Really?
Looking at my whole life, I think with you too, entrepreneurial.
I was really bad in school, but I was always
hustling
at something.
I know that. You were not good in school.
No, he was not good in school.
The Harvard of the Desert, the University of Arizona.
Yeah, not good in school.
The Harvard of the Desert.
Yeah. A lot of alcohol at our school.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you fall in love?
We fell in love when we were 12.
What? Really?
We got caught in the closet by my father when we were 13.
Naked.
Naked.
Shut up.
My dad walked in. We were butt naked.
We were there and I was trying to get some and...
He was begging for a blowjob.
We were 12 years old and the dad pulls into the driveway in his SUV and I hear him. And I was like, oh shit. So I went and hid in her closet. You know,
by the way, he's like 4'1 at this time, and I'm this tall.
You know the old horror movies when the person.
Oh, you were always this tall?
Yeah, I'm 5'7 and he's literal 4'1.
The first time I saw her, she was fully developed. I thought she was the substitute teacher. And then I was like a kid. But you know, like when in the movies, when E.T.'s looking out of little slits in the closet?
Yeah.
You know, and I was in there, and I hear her dad charging up the stairs. And then she gets in the closet with me, which was a huge mistake.
Oh,
I didn't think it through.
And her 5-year-old sister's looking under the bed, and the first thing I see is this grown man rip the closet open, grab me by the back of the neck.
What's your ethnicity? Italian?
No, I don't even know.
Oh, that's the future. That's the future.
I have to do ancestry DNA.
No, she's like Norwegian or something.
Yeah.
Like Swedish.
You're Norwegian. Swedish.
What kind of restaurant does your family have?
Scottish?
They have...
A Scottish restaurant? Like McDonald's?
No, it's kind of like Southwestern fusion. It's good.
Really?
It's delicious. A lot of meat. A lot of good margaritas.
Fucking...
A lot of tequila.
So what's your move on margaritas?
My move is the skinniest margarita in the world with a half rim of salt.
Yeah?
And some jalapenos.
Oh, I love jalapenos.
I like the classic is the best, just classic.
No, I don't want to waste calories on the classic.
I am all about not wasting calories.
I don't want to waste calories on
I love when you wake up and you go, I didn't fuck it up last night.
Yeah, I don't want to, the classic.
So if you have a margarita, sugar. What will you do?
I will go frozen margarita.
Okay. Frozen?
With all the calories. And then I'll just keep putting shots in.
That's smart.
Until it waters itself down and I'll just do one.
That's like kind of a skinny tip.
And you guys aren't big chefs. Like you don't cook a lot at home.
Not really.
It's just not one of our best skill sets.
Listen, I feel like you have to like check and balance your life. You only have so much time in a day.
Yeah. If you don't fucking enjoy it, why do it? That's my thing about everything.
I don't know if I enjoy it yet. I don't know. Like I'm watching you. You're very good at doing
it. I enjoy it. I enjoy making you happy.
Huh.
That's my thing. And that's my, like, so whatever your thing is in life, like Peter Attia was saying, he just loves to work out. Like he loves that activity. He loves the stress on his body. I enjoy it. I enjoy working out. I enjoy the feeling afterwards more than I do the actual workout.
Have you always been doing this workout or is this just newly inspired?
Like I've always been working out. I've been working out. I'm a sneaky athletic kind of person. Like, I ran the LA Marathon with no training when everyone was like, there's no way you can do that. So I have a little bit of like, even when I was partying, the hardest I was partying, I still could work out pretty good.
Well, that's what I was saying when we came in. I was like, you have like a weird natural athletic ability in weird areas.
Yeah. And so
like I couldn't run that marathon. No way.
Yeah, you could. You'd be shocked. You know, the Native Americans marched from Florida to fucking Missouri. Trust me, you can run America.
I guess if I absolutely had to, yes, but.
Yeah.
Dan Bilzerian, in his book, he rode a bike from Las Vegas to where?
Yeah, but that's on a bet, and it was a recumbent bike. That's an interesting, I love that. By the way, I'm.
What's
that's my bike? Shit. Dan Bilzerian is, I love that guy.
He's awesome.
He's a badass, dude. I like that guy. I like all the guys. You know, here's the thing is, as a comic, you bust balls on anything. You try to be contrarian. But I get love being a fan of shit. I like being interested in stuff. I like being like turned on to stuff. Like I love it.
You got a lot of different interests.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, it's better. I mean, there's a lot of haters these days. You know, it's better to be, you know, somebody who's passionate about, you know, being excited about different things, you know?
I don't like hating. I do understand the vibe of like I understand it. If you don't understand it, you're lost. Like if you go, I don't get why people leave negative comments. You're like, well, you're not on Instagram enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Like cheese? You guys do cheese?
Yes, cheese.
I think the way I've always looked at that is like, I fully get it, but I've never seen the productivity in it.
No, it's just,
right.
It's the same thing about like putting your finger in your ass and smelling it. You're like, why do it? But fuck it, I'll do it. You know? It's like, yeah, Stace. You want to melt some cheese? No, I was going to have the cheese melt into this. And so, but like, it's like, I don't get it, but I understand it. Like, I don't do it, but I understand it. Like, I just, it's part of human nature to not have something, see something with the thing you want, and to hate them.
Yeah. Does it ever get to you, negative comments?
Of course, yeah. These are fucking way too big. I made them way too big.
I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah, here.
What a meal.
Please.
This looks pretty bomb, though.
Yeah, I'm going to give you this one. I think it's a little more manageable to wrap your hands around.
I
think
love
this
it.
One's a little bit of a fuck up. I'm going to take a first bite and tell okay. you guys if you okay. should take a bite.
Okay.
Okay. And then obviously keto.
Okay.
It should be filled with flavor.
Okay. This looks amazing. What if I cooked for you every night like this? Is it good? Wait, I got to take a picture of it first.
Well,
my reaction is a little better than yours, but yeah.
That's why I don't cook for him, by the way. He critiques every single thing I do. He'll be like, this is an 8.5. So that's why I don't want to cook. It's not fun to cook for someone that's constantly critiquing.
After up the enthusiasm in the house.
This is what I wish you had said.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The texture of the meat is interesting. It's not ground beef, but it's not technically steak. It's so thinly shredded that it falls apart in your mouth, but you still get the consistency of a steak. I love what you did with the meat, Bert. The cheese really adds a ton. I like that you put it on the bottom because it kind of binds and holds it all together.
It gives you
a nice little, you'll notice the cheese gives you a little bite.
Okay.
That you don't expect. The onions were cooked to perfection.
Use this reaction.
Oh my God. It actually is really good.
Yeah, the onions were cooked perfection. They're just melt in
the
your mouth.
The cheese, it's really good. I mean, I would eat this every single night. This is my kind of thing. I'll eat the same thing every single day. It takes, like, it's like decision fatigue. I would eat this every day.
I've been doing ribeyes every day.
Just plain ribeye? Yeah, that is fucking good, actually.
That's a 10 out of 10. I hope you watch what he was doing so you can make it for me.
Let's go shrimp.
You know, you can repeat things back to me that I've told you. Like, you gotta make me a meal.
I'm gonna skinny this up.
Damn, this is good. The hardest thing about not drinking is that I like the act of having a specific cocktail with what I'm eating.
You know?
So, like, here's the problem. Like, when I have, like, a chip and a salsa, I want, like, a margarita.
It's hard to go out.
Like, this is, like, I could say that's the hard thing is that you associate certain foods with a certain alcohol.
When
like,
also,
who wants Italian food if you're not having, like...
One.
No.
So, this next meal is inspired from... I went rock climbing in Halong Bay. I know.
I don't think anyone's ever said that.
Free
since.
Solo rock climbing in Halong Bay. And one of the things they did the night after we went, we had these great Vietnamese beers on this junk boat, and they made shrimp, and all you dipped it in was lime, salt, pepper, with a little bit of these peppers.
That sounds good.
And it was so fucking good that I go, I want those in the taco. I want to see if those are as good as I remember them to
Yum.
Be. Do you ever feel like a responsibility? I feel like this sometimes, to be so honest with your marriage that it's semi-destructive.
Like, give an example of what you mean.
I can't be, I can't, I'm afraid to lie about things in our marriage because I'm afraid they'll come out and look like I'm lying. So I tell everyone, where Leanne and I are both on testosterone, she's on progesterone. Like I'm so open and honest with my marriage that sometimes it's like, I remember the first time I did it, we were talking about, I was on stage and I was talking about her giving birth. And I was like, you know, they shit when they give birth. And I was like, she's shit in a net. Like,
did you watch the baby come out?
Oh yeah.
See, I wouldn't let him watch.
Maybe stand like by her shoulder.
Which is for real?
But that was her preference. I was like, all right.
Bro, you missed a fucking fireworks show. They shit, they piss, and they give him a piece. You got a piece of anatomy or you tear?
I got 6 stitches.
Yeah, but
the husband stitch.
Leanne didn't.
You know,
Leanne got the NBA stitch.
Last time you said the husband stitch, people got pissed off about that too, remember?
Why?
Oh, yeah, people got pissed off that I said I got the husband stitch.
You know, you got to register on how pissed off they get and does it matter to you? Like, right? Like,
yeah.
Because this is what someone said to me. I want to give the guy credit, but I'm not because he's a fucking cunt. But someone, Reddit, was saying how fat I was and it got back to me. This guy, I'm not going to say anyone's names. He's like, you're not fat as Reddit says. And I was like, huh? And he's like, oh, they said you're going to die. You're like, he was being fun about it, but it meant something to me and it bothered me. And I called my other friend and I was like, I'm not that fucking fat. And he goes, well, if it didn't bother you, if it bothered you, then something must be accurate.
Huh?
And he's like, so address the thing that's accurate and then it won't bother you. He's like, you got to let that register. If it's something that bothers you, then maybe there's something real about it.
Yep.
And I went, oh. And then I just had to say, I have to have my words have meaning. I have to stand behind my words. I have to stand behind my actions. I can't misrepresent myself. And I was misrepresenting myself. So I was telling people I'm in good shape. I fuck that. But I looked like I was dying. I was like 275 pounds, red as fuck, bloated as fuck. I'd sleep. I sounded like a cow. Like,
you got to get mouth tape.
Tell me about mouth tape.
You got to get mouth tape.
Tell me about mouth tape.
You have to have mouth tape. You have to tape your mouth shut. It's such a beauty hack. It will make your jawline be so snatched.
Do you realize how much work has to go into this jawline?
No, not a lot of work.
Well, you'd be shocked.
Just tape it shut because then you're...
Do you tape your mouth?
No.
Look at his jawline, though.
You got a pretty fucking sick... You got a great jawline.
I've been taping my mouth.
That's not mouth tape.
It's not just mouth tape. It's also Air Sculpt.
Air Sculpt?
Yes.
What's Air Sculpt?
They put a little hole right there and they like melt the fat right here.
The big thing about
that shit, but didn't Bridget Nielsen get that done and they fucked up her
hips?
No,
that's Cool Sculpt and that was not Bridget Nielsen. It was, what's her name? I forgot her name.
No, but the thing is
but, no, that was
it's,
cool
it's proper tongue posture.
Linda Evangelista.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's proper tongue posture.
A lot of people sleep with their mouth hanging open.
It teaches you how to have proper tongue posture.
But if you sleep with your mouth closed, you don't need it.
Your mouth is hanging open all night long because you're snoring.
Yeah.
But if you close it shut, it supports your jawline and it encourages you to breathe out of your nose, which you'll wake up with 10 times more
people
energy.
I'm addicted
to it.
No, people that are mouth breathers should consider it, but people that are nose breathers don't need to do it.
I'm a hardcore mouth breather.
And then maybe.
Meaning stupid, I'm a mouth breather.
If you taped your mouth shut for one night, you would notice your energy levels skyrocket from what they are now.
Are you serious?
It's less of an aesthetics thing and more of like a good sleep thing.
But I lick my lips a lot while I sleep.
Yeah, but sometimes we have to change our habits. You don't have to lick your lips anymore.
I have a lot of, yeah. I'm coming. I gotcha. Here's the thing about shrimp. Fucking like 10 calories of shrimp.
Wow.
A lot of protein too.
God, you know a lot of different fun facts, don't you?
No, I don't.
You do?
Can I tell you, I'm obsessed with people who have their fun facts. I'm not going to load you up on shrimp. We might just go... Skinny. Here we go. And then I'm going to start your last one and get you guys out of here.
Thank you. Hold on.
I'm going to try one myself.
Yep.
I'm going to go. Oh, this is the cup you should have had. Fuck.
Why?
Oh, it just looks great.
Damn, the shrimp smells good.
Okay.
Try taping your mouth shut for 3 nights. You will have more energy.
The shrimp's fucking good.
I like to talk. I talk in my sleep. Am I just going to be mumbling?
Just type it shut.
Just.
Your wife could use a break.
I love it. Good. Spicy.
Is it? Mm-hmm. What's the one life hack you guys kind of like disagree on all the time where you're like, I keep telling him.
Oh, 100%. 100. What am I going to say?
He's in a phone in the morning.
He wakes up and stares at his phone.
I look at the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're looking at the
news. It doesn't bug me.
the news.
No, you're looking at the news. Well, and so
it doesn't bug me though.
When you get into that phone, you're reacting to everyone. That's what we disagree on.
The shrimp's fucking good.
Oh, damn good.
It's a little spicy. I love shrimp.
How is it spicy? The peppers?
Yeah, the peppers give it a little kick. A lot of kick.
Damn, this is good.
There we go. All right, let's see how our mayonnaise is doing.
Call the whole blog into question.
Wow, damn. That looks great. Hey, where's the other mayonnaise? Oh, cool. And I put it in this cool container so that you'd recognize it. I didn't want you to feel like you didn't recognize the mayonnaise. So, do we have other mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Hit it hard with that food processor.
How old are you guys?
37.
37?
Yeah.
You're older than he is?
Yeah, I'm a year older. He reminds me every day.
I do too. My wife's 2 years older than me. I want to throw up when I say it.
How old are you?
Younger than my wife. I'm 50. My wife actually said, is he going to be tearing the chicken open with his hands? And Stacey said, yeah. And Leanne goes, good. I want everyone to see how he does it. Because she hates it more than anything. She's like, why would you tear it open with your hands? She does like forks and knives. And she, what's so funny is she's like a legit redneck. So like they didn't have forks until she was like 20.
Are you guys just laughing all day long?
No. You'd be shocked how much I fucking A-list material I drop in their laps and they just fucking can't appreciate. All right, watch this. Easy peasy. You ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Bacon, chop it up.
Okay.
I'm going new cutting board. This is the heaviest cutting board in the fucking world. Jesus Christ. By the way, what a sponsor. Give me a fucking 40-pound cutting board. They're like, well, I do steroids. Chop up some bacon.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. Bacon's better.
Did you make anything for Arnold after you guys worked out?
No. I went to breakfast and I saw Ed Norton at breakfast. How crazy is that?
And?
He is different than Arnold.
Why?
He's an actor. Like, I'm not saying Arnold's not an actor, but Arnold's like a movie star. Like, he gives you everything you want from him. You know, look at this, get down. You know, and you're like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, Ed Norton was like, he's just an actor. He's like, he's a shy guy, and I think he just fell in love with what he does, and he does it. Whereas, like, if you recognize me, I hate to say this, even in an airport, you'll get everything you wanted out of your moment with Bert.
Oh.
You'll be like, fuck, that was crazy. He took his shirt off and did a shot with us. His daughter was there. I think she was crying. Like, I definitely...
Man of the people.
Well, no, I just know it means a lot to me. It meant a lot to me growing up, and it still does when you meet like a celebrity and they're generous with their time. And so I understand that. I understand the responsibility. I'm not saying Ed Norton did anything wrong. I'm just saying that, like, you probably don't want to meet him at breakfast.
Like, I feel like you guys get like a ton of energy from the crowd, right? Yeah. Or like maybe like an actor, you don't get the...
Well, I don't think it's what he signed up for. I think he signed up to be a fucking actor.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I can also, I know I'm a celebrity, but like, that's not my thing. Like, I just want to fucking do the work, have the work speak for itself, have people enjoy the work. I mean, he's a fucking amazing actor. Sure. Not saying Arnold's not, but Arnold just also he had a responsibility and he had different wants. It's like, you know, sometimes those wants confuse yourself. Like Nirvana were shameless self-promoters. You probably don't know that. And that was the thing. It's like, I just talked to a band, Goose, about it. And we're like, yeah, if people don't know about the shit you're doing,
right?
Then why do it?
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of brilliant comedians out there that aren't the best promoters. And unless they can tether themselves to someone who can promote, you may not hear about them. I do want to put an avocado in there. Like, do you know who Dave Attell is?
No.
Yeah.
Best comedian in the world. Not the best promoter. Not his fault. He's too good of a comedian. And to be honest with you, I don't think any of us want to see Dave Attell spend time away from writing jokes to tell you about his new hour. But I will tell you, his new hour is fucking insane. And I'll tell you, because I don't mind promoting, especially something I'm not attached to, like I didn't make, I think he's fucking amazing. And I'll say it here, and I'll say it on my Instagram. He's that fucking brilliant. Dave Attell is a goddamn genius.
Didn't he used to have a TV show too?
Insomniac, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the best comedian that
David
you think
Attell.
That he's the best?
In my opinion, he's the greatest. I mean, I think I created my Fully Loaded Festival just so I could work with him. I mean, that's crazy. That's a crazy thing to say, but it's kind of accurate. He's that fucking good. One of my favorite memories ever is watching my daughter, Georgia, watch Dave Attell on Father's Day.
I heard your girls are really funny.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking weird as shit. And it was really cool to introduce them to comedy because they didn't get comedy. They knew I did it, but they didn't understand. It's kind of cool, you know? It's like when your kids start realizing they're getting old and they're like, Dad, how come you look so fucking amazing? You're like, well, do you remember those teas your mom and I used to drink? You know? So here we bring it home. BLT lettuce wraps.
Okay.
I'm going to put some tomato on here.
So is this how you eat on a day-to-day basis?
Lately, yeah.
Wow.
Lately. All right. This is the BLT. And by the way, we went light on the mayo because the amount I made was just a titch.
Thank you.
I'm going to taste it first and tell you guys if you should even bite it.
Okay.
Because I'm a little suspect. I feel like you should needed more mayo, but whatever. Because I'm like so white. I love mayo. I fucking love mayo.
You don't think you put enough?
I don't know. We're going to tell you.
It was a pretty strong glob.
Put a lot of mayo.
I was going to say, because I saw you took half the, okay, let's see. That's a lot of mayo.
That's a lot of mayo.
It's good though.
Mayo's neato. Pretty good one, yeah.
I like it. It was good.
It was good.
My favorite? What do you think my favorite was?
Steak.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's good.
That's good. The steak was fucking pretty undeniable.
The steak was unreal. I've been eating that every day for the rest of my life.
I would gravitate more to the steak, but I don't get shrimp that much, so.
The shrimp was pretty fucking good, and when you think about calories, it's not that bad.
No.
I gotta tell you, so, well, you know what's crazy? You can get a rotisserie chicken for $10, or you can buy a raw chicken, cook it yourself, for $10. Isn't that crazy?
Well.
They're the same price.
So, which one's better?
Rotisserie, easy.
Why would you go through the effort?
Yeah, well, exactly. Why would you ever go through the effort?
I would rather get the raw, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because the rotisserie is in the plastic and it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Careful.
All the microplastics are melting into the rotisserie. So.
You know what she does now? Like an absolute psychopath?
Right. Dummy.
She goes on the plane and she doesn't want to have her headphones anymore.
No.
So she watches her iPad in the plane for everybody on full volume.
No, I headphones. Don't do on full
like
volume.
Like a toddler?
And I'm in a panic the whole flight trying
He's
to turn the volume
the
down.
Whole time. It's not full volume.
She's like that person that walks on
Why
speakerphone.
Why don't you listen to headsets?
Because I feel like it's too much EMF in my ear.
What's EMF?
I don't know what it stands for.
I don't know.
Electromagnetic radiation, maybe?
No, there's no.
There's an R in there, if it was.
Frequency? Frequency?
Sweet. Let's get a viral clip.
Okay.
Let's see. Butthole sunning is something I'm going to do. As soon as we're done.
You need to go sun your butthole.
I'm going to sun my butthole.
Something's
in front
burning
of you guys.
In your asshole.
How long?
5 minutes. You'll get immediate energy.
You want to do that as a team building thing? Who wants to sun their butthole, Stace?
We're going
to
pull the balls back so they don't get in the way.
Yep.
Oh, well, we're going to just tape those.
I do it to my son. I bring him outside.
And just grab his feet and just show his asshole to the world.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. I'm going to do that to my daughter. She's 17. Isla, fucking stop fighting it. Just suck it in. Take it. But that should be the name of this show. Something's burning, sunning your butthole, sunning. 5 minutes I feel like 5 minutes might
five
be long.
5 minutes. Oh, you could do two.
I think two. 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do it 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I'll just do it as long as it takes for me to come sucking my own dick. Is that the clip? Is that the clip? I love that you guys are fun. Your podcast is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your network is impressive. It really is. Everyone should go over to Dear Media. Check out Josh Peck and Boy With No Job.
Ben.
His wife, Girl With No Job, is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But the whole network is impressive. It really is amazing what you guys are doing. And you're changing the industry. And I keep doing what you're doing because I'm a fan.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. We're fans of you. I can't wait to see you sunning your butthole.
Well, if you stick around for 5 minutes, you'll witness it.
Okay.
And cut. Something's burning.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.